The number of people dying from overdoses continues to climb here in the north. Nearly 130 people died from fatal overdoses in November across BC, making it the deadliest month in 30 years. Northern BC saw a decline, however, just one fatal overdose in the month of November. Overall, Northern BC has the fewest overdose deaths overall and the fewest per capita in the province. Andrew Curiata spoke to Dr. Raina Fummerton of Northern Health about opioids in the north.
I would say that although in some ways it looks like our numbers are potentially better than in some parts of the province, we're still much higher rate than we saw this time last year and the year before that. And so the trend continues on in a very concerning manner.
Are there any steps that like Northern Health is taking or is looking at taking or information that needs to gather to try to make 2017 go the other direction?
Yeah, wouldn't that be amazing? Well, certainly, in Northern BC, we've certainly ramped up the use of and training for take-home naloxone. Also trying to get kits out to, nonprofit agencies and facilities that are seeing clients who would be at risk. In December, Northern Health implemented overdose prevention services at the local title is the HIV/AIDS Prevention Program. It's commonly known as the Needle Exchange in Prince George itself. So we've extended the hours of the HIV/AIDS Prevention Program and have been informing people that if they don't have an alternative place to be observed, if they're using illicit drugs, that is a place where they are welcome to be, and should they have an overdose event, the staff are very well trained in providing take-home naloxone.
What indication is there that these sort of tools work, these overdose prevention sites? I don't know that there's any others in Northern BC. I don't think there is, but I could be wrong.
No, you're right about that. So far, there's just the one in Prince George. So just to your question there, Andrew, yeah, there's a lot of evidence supporting the effectiveness of a lot of various harm reduction strategies. And certainly, the indicators of success, it's hard to feel successful when the overdose rates provincially keep going up. But what I would say is it's very difficult to measure success in those types of absolute terms, because with the amount of drugs that are going around now that are so much stronger than they used to be, and that being a more and more of a commonplace issue, part of it is thinking about, well, we're seeing this many deaths now. Imagine how many we would be seeing if we weren't implementing the various harm reduction strategies that we do. I think it's sort of going to need an all-of-society approach and a lot of various interventions, right, from like preventing people from getting into problematic substance use in the first place, right through to the harm reduction end of the harm reduction spectrum. So the Needle Exchange is a fantastic service. They're saving lives there every day. They do a lot of really great things there and really work hard for that population in Prince George.
That's Dr. Raina Fummerton. She is with Northern Health.